Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Final hour of power here on the Burgundy and Gold today as we take you up to 7 o'clock. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. You can keep the convo going on social media. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Got some breaking news here into the Team 980. This was tweeted out, let me see, exactly 29 minutes ago, 21 minutes ago. From our guests coming up here at 6:30, we'll be joined live from Northwest Stadium by our pal J.P. Finley. He tweeted 21 minutes ago, quote, "Watched arrivals. I believe everyone is here. Didn't see McLaurin or Robinson." What does that mean? That we didn't see Terry McLaurin or Brian Robinson Jr.? We know, based off of all the reports, we know why B-Rob's not there. He has played his last down as a member of the Washington Commanders. We know why B-Rob's not here. But why is Terry's not here? Why is Terry not here? He's not on PUP, as he was taken off of the PUP list on Saturday. He is a member of this team and is under contract. So why is he choosing not to be around his teammates on the sideline at the game? Why is that? I'll tell you why I think it is. I've said this throughout the entirety of the process with Terry McLaurin. We are undervaluing just how dug in, just how frustrated he actually is. And we'll ask J.P. Finley his thoughts on this coming up at 6:30. But let's go in chronological order here. On Saturday, Terry McLaurin was taken off of the physically unable to perform list. And Dan Quinn said that, look, we're now going to begin to ramp him up to get ready for week number one. But what does it mean, though, that they took him off of the physically unable to perform list? I think more so than anything, this is the team telling him it's time to play. And if you go back to Friday, when Cliff Kingsbury spoke to the DC media, he also told you, hey, when it comes to this offense and what we're going to be in 2025, we're not going to know until everybody is out there practicing that's ready and available to practice.
Hey, Cliff, going back to Terry real quick, you talk about, you know, gelling with the offense on the grass. How much work are you getting with him in the classroom and kind of at this point of the season? How high value is that? Is the meeting work?
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go. There's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing, feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
We need to start getting those guys when they're available out there so we can see what the hell we are as an offense. He didn't say what the hell. I had that. But you pick up what I'm putting down here. Cliff's not playing. So here's the thing. Cliff made those comments on Friday, and then like clockwork. It's like when you eat something, what you got to do about 6 hours later? You go to the bathroom. Cliff put that out on Friday, and what happened? Terry activated magically off of the physically unable to perform list. The big question that I have with this is Terry getting activated off of PUP, is that just the next step in this process? Or are the two sides getting closer to a deal getting done? Because let me tell you what Terry McLaurin said, and you all know this. I'm not giving away state secrets when I say it. Terry was very clear when he spoke at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot. What did he say? He said, I'm not taking the field. I probably won't take the field until there has been legitimate progress made in these negotiations. And based off of him being placed off of PUP on PUP in the first place, I don't know how much progress has been made. And based off of all the reports, not much progress has been made here. What I think we're now looking at here, the biggest reason that I think they took him off PUP, I'm going to reiterate it here again, that was the team telling Terry it's time to play. Here is the other thing. Him being taken off of the PUP list strips him of the slight leverage that he did have. Because if you've been listening to me throughout the entirety of this process, the moment he was put on PUP, I thought, what does that mean? Well, if he was on PUP to start the regular season, which I thought it was a 35% chance that that'd be the case, if he was on PUP to start the regular season, he could miss games free of consequence. And that is the leverage that he did have. For all the folks that said he had no leverage at all, him being on the PUP was the leverage that he had. Him being taken off of PUP, now the ball's in Terry's court. Now Adam Peters and company are playing hardball saying, all right, if this is going to get ugly publicly, it's finna happen now. Because time is ticking. Week one, we're 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from the season opener. So at some point, you got to crap or get off of the pot. It's the old adage here. Terry being taken off of PUP now puts the ball in Terry McLaurin's court. How are you going to act? And based off of J.P. Finley's reporting, and he'll join us coming up here at 6:30, how he's going to act is not show up. Terry McLaurin not at the game tonight, according to J.P. Finley. You know who else is not at the game tonight? According to J.P. Finley, Brian Robinson Jr., a guy that we all suspect has played his final down as a member of the Commanders. So, yeah. To me, Terry not being there tonight definitely ain't a nothing burger. What could be the possible reasons why Terry's not there tonight? Let's open up the phones on that if you got calls. 301-230-0980. Why is Terry not in attendance tonight at Northwest Stadium for the second preseason game? I can think of something that kind of would, you know, put the team in a spot where we're like, okay, that makes sense. Maybe they understand that it's Monday Night Football. They don't want him in the building. They don't want him answering questions. Was this a mutual decision for Terry not to be there? Or is this just Terry saying, hey, bro, I ain't showing up. Y'all took me off PUP. I told y'all I want a new deal. I'm not coming to the game. That's what I wonder here. Because I continue to have this hunch that maybe, just maybe, this thing could still be messier than you all are giving it credit for. But those are just the facts of the situation. Terry McLaurin not at Northwest Stadium tonight for the second preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. As far as the question we were asking coming out of the break here, what does Terry being taken off PUP mean? This is the big question that I continued to have. Does Terry being taken off PUP, does it have anything to do with those two sides making progress on a deal? It's cut number 7. Man, if you got it ready, here is the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, answering that question. Does Terry being taken off PUP, is that because contract negotiations are progressing?
No, I would say, yeah, from the medical side, contract, like, definitely separate. This is about his getting ready to play, which is, you know, like, honestly awesome. And, you know, like, it's just cool, you know, to see him, you know, getting closer, because now you know, like, okay, steps are getting closer to return to being on the field. So he's worked hard, and just like the other guys have, they want to get back out there with the teammates and doing things. So I get that. But we just have a real process. We're not going to miss the steps and put them out there before guys are ready to do their thing in all the different locations. So that's where we're at.
So as part of this process, Terry McLaurin not warming up and getting some work in tonight. Because you know who was out there on the field before the game getting some work in that's actually injured right now? Brandon Coleman. Brandon Coleman was out on the field warming up hours before kickoff. Terry McLaurin was not. This process involves me having to act as an investigative radio host. That is what this process means. Honestly. Because say what you want about ramping him up and getting him ready and so on and so forth. Part of his ramp-up process, part of him getting ready, should include a workout pregame on this field at Northwest Stadium. But guess what we're not getting tonight? Oh, why? Because the ankle's tender and he's not ready? Come on, man. Man, I had to clip that off. Isn't that the Lou DiPietro? Because I mean that. Why is he not on the – if we're so invested in his ramp-up, in his return to play, why are we just skipping Monday night? All the other injured guys are out there warming up pregame. Brandon Coleman got a workout in pregame. He's hurt. He's been hurt. So why isn't Terry? I'm sure Sam Cosmi got some work in pregame. Why isn't Terry? 301-230-0980 is the number. I want your calls on that. According to J.P. Finley, who'll join us coming up in about 18 minutes live from Northwest Stadium, according to J.P. Finley and others, Brian Robinson Jr. and Terry McLaurin not in the house at Northwest Stadium for the second preseason game. Why? Why do you think Terry's not there? Simple question. We'll take your calls on it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
(laughs) 301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Burgundy and Gold Today, you're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. J.P. Finley going to join us live from Northwest Stadium coming up at 6:30. But if you're just now joining us, the breaking news that we got from our pal J.P. Finley in a tweet from 21 minutes ago, two members of the Commanders not in attendance for tonight's Monday Night Football game. Preseason game number two. Two guys not there. Brian Robinson Jr., who we all know, has more than likely played his last snap as a Commander. He's not there. And who's the other cat not there? Oh, Terry McLaurin. Why? Why? Why is Terry McLaurin not there tonight? And I was over across the hall talking to the fellas on the Fan, trying to just see what is everyone thinking about this? Because I know that I have been more so along the lines of this thing is going to get messier than you all realize than others. Everyone assumes week one is just, it's all fine and dandy. He'll play in week one. It'll all be good. From the jump street, from the moment he spoke at Eastern's Automotive Group, I told you know what, man? I have a very weary feeling about this. I get he doesn't have leverage. I get all of that. The leverage that he did have, they stripped away from him by taking him off a PUP. So now where do we go from here? I hope that's the first question that's asked. Dan Quinn's presser tonight, postgame, that best be the first question that's asked. Why is Terry McLaurin not here? All we heard on Saturday, we got the clips for you. Yeah, we're excited. We're fired up. We're getting ramped up for week one. Okay. It's like trying to start a car with no car keys. You can't get him revved up for week one if he doesn't want to get revved up for week one. This is where I think things could get messy. Do we even know if Terry McLaurin's in Ashburn? Has he taken his ball and gone back to Indiana? Has he left? All questions that we have no clue. We have no clue what the answer is right now. Where is Terry McLaurin? 301-230-0980 is the number. Terry McLaurin not at Northwest Stadium for the second preseason game. Why? Oliver, want to take a stab at it, brother? Why do you think Terry McLaurin's not in attendance?
I have no idea, but all I'm going to say is like Bobby Brown say, it's his prerogative. And you know, I'm never going to try to determine what's in another man's wallet, like that Capital One commercial. But you know, what's in your wallet?
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, he can do his thing, and if he feels justified in standing by what he believes in, I stand behind that as well. The second thing is, B-Rob, you know, I don't know why they wait to this point to make this decision. And I see a lot of teams in the NFL now are playing like the running back by committee. And I think B-Rob holds a place and could definitely play in that role. So now they're talking about this guy with his Bill. He's an unproven commodity. And from my understanding, he got hurt in
first preseason,
in training camp.
Yeah.
Preseason. So we're going to run out of these running backs. And when they get hurt, and Bill gets hurt as a rookie, then where you go after that? So, like, I just see running back by committee. I thought B-Rob was on the last year of his rookie deal, so it wasn't like he cost a whole lot of money to keep him. So maybe you can get something really good for him. But I personally didn't understand it, why they would just basically say, I'm going to let him go now. And apparently, This group here seems to be very, very business and kind of cutthroat. Like, if I was a player, I'd be like, do I really want to deal with this group here? Because they seem to be very, very, don't know if I'm feeling them like that. They just seem to be, A lot of people say they're going to give them credit because they know football, but they also seem to be kind of like, I don't really give a damn either.
Oliver, it's a very interesting take. I get your perspective and where you're coming from. I think it's all interesting and all a part of the equation. But if you're just now joining us, breaking news here into the Team 980, VR pal J.P. Finley will join us coming up here in about 8 minutes or so. J.P. watches all of the buses come in and gets to see everybody enter the building. Brian Robinson Jr., not in the house tonight at Northwest Stadium because we know, based off of all the reporting, he probably has played his final snap as a member of the Washington Commanders. He's not in the building, but Terry McLaurin, not in attendance either. Why do you think he's not there? 301-230-0980 is the number. One of the things that we just touched on, and I want to tag you back in here on this, because from a PR perspective, Monday Night Football, under the bright lights, do you not have him there because you don't want Lisa Salters waddling on the sideline to ask what's going on with him? But the reason I shut that down immediately, they have their PR. All Sean got to do is send a text out to ESPN's broadcast saying, hey, Terry's not available tonight. And that would have put all of this to bed. So we just found out, guess who's at Northwest Stadium?
Trey
Hendrickson is. Trey Hendrickson's at Northwest Stadium, but Terry's not. So my thing is this. I'm going to continue to pound it until the cows come home. I continue to believe he is a lot more disgruntled and a lot more dug in than the general public is giving him credit for. Point blank, period. That's the only way that I can look at this right now. And Terry's got options. And I know this. And this is why I could tag you in on this too. You remember when the Pivot came here, mm-hmm. and they was asking him about what happened with Dwayne, and that was the first time he really proclaimed his faith publicly. And I just think he's wired a different way, and that's not a negative thing. I just think he got morals and he got pride, and there's a certain way that he knows he should be treated as the caliber of wide receiver that he is. Think about the way he wore his emotions on his sleeves at Eastern. They ain't talked for a month and a half. What did that do to the relationship? I give a rat's ass about him coming out on the practice field and signing autographs. I don't care about the sidebar convo he had with Adam Peters. The bottom line is this. He is obligated to be there tonight as a member of this 53-man roster. So here's the thing. He's not on PUP no more. So he's now an official member of the 53. He's supposed to be there. Why is he not there? To me, I think he's not there for one of two reasons. One, they don't want the distraction there. But I feel like, well, what would be the distraction? All you got to do is tell Lisa Salters in the broadcast, hey, he's not available for questions. That puts that to bed right away. I think he's not there because he told them, I'm not showing up. And I think they said, okay. They have the right to fine him. I don't think they will because I've continued to believe they want this to be quiet as kept. They don't want this to be messy publicly. They don't want the distraction lingering over the organization. They want to keep the good times rolling. But the bottom line is, Terry's ticked off. And Terry has told you he's ticked off from the jump street. I get what everyone's going to call in and say, oh, he has to play. He has to play. No pocket watch, man. What if Terry's okay giving up that $850,000 in week one? That's his prerogative. What if he took out an insurance policy or whatever? Y'all don't know which way this thing could go. That's why I continue to be fascinated by it all. But I want your calls. 301-230-0980. Why is Terry not there? Athens and Annapolis. Why is Terry McLaurin not at Northwest Stadium?
Okay, Linnell, in all seriousness, because we joke a lot, okay, is the team is at fault for this too. First of all, I hope the guy's okay. I hope there's nothing wrong with him. Yeah. Okay, well, I hope he's safe. The yes. second thing, though, is the team colluded with him to put him on the PUP. Okay, they let him take the fines and then said, well, let's get you in, backdoor in with the ankle injury, whatever. So I blame the parent, the team, first. Because you don't allow
I like the way you put that.
Tell you what to do. I blame the yeah. parent. But see, here's the thing. If he is refusing, I mean, okay, fine, you're dug in. You can still show up for your teammates. You're still under contract. If he just refusing to come or they told him, stay, then that's fine, stay back. They got a bigger problem than they realize because, a dude just saying, I'm just not coming to the game because now you're not allowing me to stay on PUP or however all this works or whatever it is, it's just a bad look. They could sit there and try and hide it all they want. this is going to get uglier if, in fact, it's like a standoff now of I'm just not even coming to a preseason game just to support my teammates. There's something wrong with that. So it's going to get messier. I was a criminal justice major in school, and my detective work,
yeah.
Private Willingham, is I smell a rat, and it's about to pop. I smell a rat.
Yeah,
we're going to find it soon.
I'm about to say, Athan, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the game, brother. I think Athan hits it right on the head. I meant to dump him, but I put him back on hold. He'll listen anyway. That's my thing, man. I think we're at the beginning stages of what is going to end up being a very controversial and tumultuous standoff between Washington and McLaurin. Terry McLaurin, if you're just now joining us, not in attendance at Northwest Stadium, was not seen getting off of the bus. He, along with Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr., what does it mean? We'll ask J.P. Finley that next, live from Northwest Stadium here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Let's waste no time and go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show, where we find our pal J.P. Finley checking in live from Northwest Stadium as the Commanders and Bengals getting ready to lock horns for preseason game number 2. J.P., we were reading your tweet on the air. Not that big of a surprise to me that Brian Robinson Jr. not in attendance tonight, but what do you make of Terry McLaurin not being at Northwest Stadium here tonight?
Well, let's be clear, right? Like, I didn't see them. They could have come in some back door, or maybe they're coming closer to game time. But I want to be clear.
Nikki Javala confirmed that a person from the team told her that those two would not be in attendance tonight.
Okay, all right. The B-Rob one, like you said, I mean, clearly that thing hits the gas over the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
But, like, I almost feel like he won't be here by the weekend, frankly. But the Terry thing is interesting. Like, he's on the active roster. You know, is that a holdout? Is he going to get fined for this? I don't know those answers. You know, I don't think the team is surprised. I don't know that they're thrilled. It's, you know, it was interesting. I was talking with a team employee who works here at the stadium, and they're like, man, there should just be so much excitement for all this. But it's like, we got this Terry thing kind of just hovering around, and now you add the B-Rob thing on top. I mean, the B-Rob thing isn't really comparable because whether it's fair or not, I mean, running backs are fairly expendable in the NFL, and
yeah.
I think that's what we're seeing, and they clearly want a more expensive player. But I don't know, man. It's, for the guys that I'm watching warm up out here, they're not thinking about it. They're not worried about it.
Right.
But, like, it's hard to ignore that Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase are out here, and Jaden Daniels doesn't have Terry McLaurin.
Real quick on some of the injured guys that got to warm up pregame. I saw you tweet about Brandon Coleman. Any feel on how close he is potentially to returning? How did he look at his brief workout pregame?
You know, I was watching him run, and he was running well. He had that big leg sleeve on. I mean, it looks like he goes from top to bottom. I don't have an idea on that, but it was good movement, I would say. Here's Burrow on the pass right now, dude.
and what's up, Joe?
Yeah.
Put us on speaker, JP.
I don't know if you hear it. It's loud out here.
No, I hear it. I hear it.
Yeah, dude. Here's no change. Everybody's here, dude.
except for Terry.
right, except Terry and B-Rob, apparently. The injured guys, you know, it'll be interesting. McGee did get back to practice the other day. Roman's not going to go, you know, punching. I saw him walking around. I think punching is just not a human thing in the preseason.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an injury. I think some of that is veterans are not going to play in the preseason period versus whatever official injury reason they gave. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Our pal J.P. Finley joining us live from Northwest Stadium as the Commanders and Bengals get ready to lock horns in about an hour and a half to wrap up preseason week number 2. As far as Brian Robinson Jr. goes, JP, is him being expendable and being shopped, is it more of a byproduct of his inability to play special teams, or is this another ringing endorsement for how this team feels about not just Bill Kroski Merritt, but the running back room as a whole here?
Maybe all of the above.
Okay.
I mean, especially all the other guys do play specials. I mean, really good in pass pro. I think the biggest thing, though, is just the lack of explosive play.
Yeah.
And I think when you watch, honestly, the best play Bill might have made in New England was like a 1 or 2 yard gain. But he was hit in the backfield and was able to make a couple guys miss and not take a negative play. I think above all else, they just want to remove those negative plays from the offense. And, you know, I think it's, for me, I have a hard time saying that it's all B-Rob, right?
Because right.
They were unable to run the ball kind of the second half of last year, and they had some offensive line injuries. B-Rob's dealt with injuries throughout his time here, too, so... tricky situation, man, and you know, NFL running backs just aren't treated all that well. And whether you think it's just Rodriguez, it's funny how like people will hype up Rodriguez now. Like this organization cut him last year,
right?
Brought him back to the squad, but like they told you something, you know what I mean? And maybe Chris is in better shape or a better place or understands the offense better, whatever it is, but. It's hard not to think it's a fairly straight line from Bill Merritt to Brian Robinson. Everybody else is already here and kept you out.
So there's that. As we sit here about an hour and 20 out from kickoff, what's the biggest question that you think faces this team as we get geared up and creep toward the start of the regular season?
Well, tonight, I mean, we've all been really excited by the young DBs, by that overhauled defensive back room. And tonight we get a real test if it's the real deal or not. Because Chase and Higgins and Burrow, I mean, this Bengals passing attack. I mean, for a guy like Trey Amos or even Marshawn Lattimore, like, there aren't better tests than this. I think that's probably the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. You know, I don't think that's a hot take. So I'm really excited to see that. And then I want to see the rookies. I'd like to see Jalen Lane maybe a little more involved in the offense. Hey, Madrano, curious what he can get done for him. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of good work. The most exciting stuff will be early, but, you know, for the hardcore Burgundy and Gold.
For the junkies out there.
there's reasons to pay attention in that fourth quarter.
For sure, JP. One quick one here on Brian Robinson Jr. I'm of the belief, now that the reporting has kind of come to the forefront here, if you're Washington and you want to do what's best by B-Rob, I mean, I'd probably cut him tomorrow, at least give him a chance to latch on with the team so that he can play in the preseason finale for somebody, right?
Do
you see a scenario in which AP and company cut Brian Robinson either tonight or early tomorrow afternoon if they can't find a trade partner? Because you want to do right by this kid and give him the opportunity to latch on with somebody and hopefully play in the preseason finale wherever he signs.
I don't think he needs to play in the preseason finale with a new team to earn a roster spot. I mean, that dude played in the NFL for 3 years. Like, there's enough tape. I don't think a team would, unless there's some concern about an injury or something, which I don't think there is. I get the, if he's not part of the plans, let him go, let him have an opportunity to get somewhere as fast as possible. Kind of what they did with John Allen, right? I think Allen had probably earned that.
Right.
Not that B-Rock hasn't, but it's not the same level. It's also like, dude, I mean, let's say it's next Tuesday. It's not that far away. There's going to be 20 guys released from every team in the NFL. It's not like, you know, if somebody like Brian Robinson, they're probably aware of him now, even if they're not having trade conversations. But like, tonight, tomorrow, Friday, next week, I don't think it'll make a tremendous amount of difference for a dude like that to put out. I mean, there's just so much work available if they want to watch him. Maybe you want to get him in your building and have a conversation, whatever, but it'll be interesting to see. As soon as I saw that he wasn't playing tonight, that's when I was like, all right, this thing's happening.
It's over.
You bench him tonight just so he doesn't get hurt.
Right. We'll let you go on this, my friend. One guy in that wide receiver room that you'd circle to say, hey, would love to see him show something here.
Well, I mean, I want to see Lane because he's been really good. And we didn't see much offensively from him in New England. And then, dude, you'd like Luke to have a good night.
Yes,
you know,
we would.
You deal with the migraines in New England. And it's going to be Jaden out there. So I think either of those two. Devo, too. It's funny. We get in this mindset where it's like, oh, you know, who's catching your eye at camp? And everybody wants to talk about, like, a sixth-round pick or
right.
some unheralded guy down the roster. Like, Devo's caught my eye the whole time.
Every day.
I watch him in a game. Yeah.
Excited to do it, man. JP, we appreciate you making some time for us tonight, man. Do your thing, man. Look forward to seeing you on the big screen.
All right. Thank you, brother. Talk soon.
Yes, indeed. I got JP Finley out there live from Northwest Stadium. A lot of information to unpack from our conversation with JP. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. I want to open up the phones, 301-230-0980. Which Commander are you most excited to see tonight? And then your reaction to the breaking news that we had about 20, 25 minutes ago. According to J.P. Finley, according to Nikki Javala of The Athletic, Brian Robinson Jr. not in attendance tonight. Really no surprise there, as he's probably played his final snap as a Commander. The big surprise that's not in attendance tonight at the stadium, no Terry McLaurin. What do you think it means, and where do you think we go from here when it comes to Terry McLaurin? We'll take your calls on that next. Plus, we'll let you hear from Adam Schefter, who spoke earlier today on the Terry McLaurin situation. All that and more coming your way next on the Burgundy and Gold Today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Boy, do we have news. One final segment left to go here on the Burgundy and Gold today. We're back with you tomorrow, breaking down every angle of the second preseason game for your Washington Commanders. Preseason week number two wraps up tonight with Monday Night Football. Commanders and Bengals from Northwest Stadium about to kick off in about an hour and change. Big news that we got really all day long. There's been news pouring out. Brian Robinson Jr. most likely has played his final snap as a member of the Washington Commanders. They're shopping him. He was ruled out for tonight's game. He is not even in attendance at Northwest Stadium. So it seems like his time in D.C. Slowly but surely coming to a close as they try to find a trade partner, or he probably just gets outright waived. Shout out to our guy Ben Standig, by the way, being the first on that. Mentioned it on a podcast, and a lot of people, including myself, raised their eyebrows and said, I seriously doubt it. But here it goes. It is happening in real time. Brian Robinson Jr. probably out as a member of the Washington Commanders. The other guy that is not in attendance at Northwest Stadium is Terry McLaurin. The fact that he is not at Northwest Stadium, can't say it's not nothing, right? And I know what people are going to try to do. They're going to try to say, oh, it's just part of the process. Him not being there is a major, major red flag. And it's probably going to be the first thing that Dan Quinn is asked about. And I'm sure Sean will prep him wonderfully to answer that question because, like, he's going to get it. People are going to ask, where is Terry McLaurin? And I think the fact that Trey Hendrickson is in the building says even more about just how nuclear this particular situation is. That's what I, like, cannot wrap my head around. Throughout the entirety of this process, man, the Terry joint is more messy than all the other ones. Micah's out there at games, talking to ownership, doing media availability, talking all of that. Trey Hendrickson came back. He went to Florida, then came back. Still disgruntled, still not getting his deal, but when it's time for his ass to show up on game day, guess where the hell he is? On the sideline. So are the Commanders going to find Terry McLaurin? We don't know. Do the Commanders know that this is happening? We don't know. But here's my thing. And it's almost to the point where it's like, you got to find him. If you don't find him and you just let him rock and let him do what he want, what do you think the other guys are going to think? That Terry could just do whatever? Because I'm telling you, this situation is happening right now with McLaurin. It's going to happen next offseason as well when some of your marquee guys are in the final year of their deal looking for more guaranteed money. So I can't wait till postgame. This game is already going to be super exciting, early, late, if you're actually a football junkie trying to watch the backups. But postgame is going to be fireworks too because they're going to have to answer for the fact that Terry McLaurin's not there. And now I'm wondering, and this is what I said on Saturday, Ant. Okay, they took him off a PUP. Does he then begin to hold out again?
Me, this whole situation.
Like, it's messy, bro.
It is, and I hate this for Terry, to be honest.
I hate it for all of us because, like, it's fun to talk about on radio. It gives us topics and all that. It's cool to, you know, sift back and forth of what's real and what's not. But at the end of the day, I want the team to be good, bro. I want us to be the best version of us possible, and we can't be that without Terry.
Yeah.
We can't. And I know people want to make the argument that, oh, Jaden Daniels is this, Jaden Daniels is that. If you do not have Terry McLaurin, this is a totally different offense, a totally different football team. Because not only is it not having Terry, it's not having Terry in combination with not having Noah Brown, who has been on the back of a milk carton. He's hurt, though. So, that's what my grandmother would say. My grandmother would say, roll their lips at me, something crazy. I just think it's nuts. Why do you think he's not there, though? 301-230-0980 is the number. If you got any calls, you can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Our guy Will is out in Fort Lauderdale, wants to check in. What's going on, Will? Why do you think old scary Terry choosing to not be in attendance tonight?
Oh, okay. I thought it was about the B-Rob, but listen, this is Linnell?
This is Linnell, brother. How you doing?
My man. Hail to the W. So the Terry thing kind of, man, I guess he's salty.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. This one kind of blew me off. I just heard it right now when I jumped on the car.
Oh, wow. So yeah, let me dress it up for you. Terry McLaurin tonight. Brian Robinson Jr. not there because he's about to get traded or cut.
Yep.
Terry not there just because he's choosing not to be.
That don't make no sense. But I wanted to tell you about the B-Rob. Well, remember the beginning of the year, they put him out there to take punts. And I'm like, what the heck are they putting him back there to pick up some punt returning duties? That smelled Jahan Dotson from the, I think it was the first few days in camp. And I said, this doesn't sound good for him. They got him out there picking up punt returns. And then the whole narrative just got and grew until we are where we're at. But I'll tell you what, man, I love him. I love my man taking them bullets for us and being back, because I'll never forget him for that. That was something that I think it just touched all of us.
Yeah.
Showed him how much he wanted to be back out there. But at the end of the day, it's a business. And I think the team realizes he's hit his cap. And we've got some young guys that want to step up, and I can't wait to see some of those guys, especially Bill Jr.
Hey, look,
Bill Cosby Jr., right?
I appreciate the call, man. Look, Bill, I ain't gonna lie, Bill got a hell of a runway to really do some damage here. Like, this is they serving it up to him on a silver platter, Luke McCaffrey style. That's how I call that when you just get every opportunity. We'll see if he is Luke or better. So we just got more news on. This is from 4 minutes ago from John Kime. Sam Cosmi also not in attendance as he begins to work his way back from the ACL. I just don't put nothing past nobody. It could be to the point where it's like, all right, Sam, Terry said he's not showing up, so you don't show up either, so it looks like everything's there. But I just don't get it. Even with Cosmi not being there, why is he not there? He couldn't get a workout in pregame? He probably already got his work in at the facility earlier today with the trainers. And now it's like, all right, go home. You don't need to be there. Late night. We ain't going to get home till late. Tomorrow's going to be interesting, boy. Not even tomorrow, bro. It's Wednesday. When they get back on the practice field Wednesday, I don't anticipate him coming out for practice because if you listen to DQ closely, man, he's like building, not the excuse, but he's building like what's about to happen. He straight up said, like, yo, it's a ramp-up period. Like, maybe Terry's not at the point in his return to play that he's on the sideline yet, that he's on the field yet. So it's going to be interesting, man. Earlier this afternoon, ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, who I'm sure we will hear from several times tonight on the broadcast, he had this to say about where things currently stand between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders.
Of Terry McLaurin in Washington.
Well, the one negligible sign of progress that we've seen here is that the Commanders activated Terry McLaurin off on Saturday. Now, that should not be confused with any progress in negotiations. I'm told it's quote-unquote status quo between Terry McLaurin and the Commanders, which means they are not close to a deal at this point in time. I think Terry McLaurin continues to look for a deal north of what DK Metcalf got in Pittsburgh, which is $33 million per year. The Commanders are considerably lower. Washington has been unwilling to budge. Terry McLaurin has been unwilling to budge. And we have a standoff now with the regular season getting closer and closer, and there being no sign that a deal is at.
There's the latest from Adam Schefter telling you, we got a standoff on our hands. That's Schefter's words. He's categorizing it as a standoff. I don't know, man. I want to reiterate it here again because people are already tweeting at me. And as soon as I said something about Sam Cosmi, I get a tweet saying, Sam Cosmi's not there either. You going to report on that? Here you go. Sam Cosmi also not in attendance tonight. So that could be a situation where they got their work in earlier today, got their rehab in, and then are just been told to stay home. That just does not seem normal. This ain't an away game. It's a home game. Your ass live up the block. I mean, why you can't come out? I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I'm surprised. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the science of, like, how much time they got to recover. So with Cosmi, maybe it made more sense for him to get his work in earlier, get the rest of the evening to recover. Then he could be back out tomorrow morning. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways that you could ultimately look at this thing. It's been one hell of a show. Always grateful to be rolling with you guys. Grateful that Ant's back in the saddle with us here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Bengals and Commanders comes your way at 8 o'clock. We'll be back with you tomorrow right here 4 to 7 on the Team 980, breaking down every angle of the second preseason game. Plus, we'll hopefully get some answers on where the hell Terry McLaurin was. If you missed any of the show, download the podcast wherever you get your podcast. It is listed underneath the Burgundy and Gold today. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at @NELL_BTP. We're back with you tomorrow, breaking it all down right here on the Team 980.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.